he built his nest in the ground in a hole, and old stumps and things. Lots of time in holes around fence rows or ditch banks. And the bumblebee do too. He builds his nest in the ground. We got another kind of little black bee. I don't look like a bumblebee. He bores in these posts yet and puts his nest in these posts, but he's a right small bee. I don't know what they call that bee, but that old bumblebee, he's trouble if he stings you.
What about something that builds a nest out of mud or dirt?
Dirt dauber. We got them here too.
Do they sting?
Yes, they sting too. And if you got your gun around anywhere where he can get in the house, he'll build a nest now and stop up the end of the gun. And if you don't be careful when you go hunting and looking now, the barrel will bust when you shoot it. The barrel will bust on. But dirt dauber, they get in the house if they can. We hardly ever want to ever get in here unless he comes in when you got the dome. But you can see the signs out there on the porch where they build a nest, and I take the broom and rake them down whenever I find one. They get mud and build that nest out of mud.
What about something that little red things will get in your skin if you go blackberry picking?
Red bugs. Yeah, there's plenty of them here, too. But you know, that's, and then we got another thing here they call a tick, got legs on it. We got sea ticks, and we got another tick we call a dog tick. If he gets on a dog, after he gets full of blood, I've seen them big, that long and big as my finger put out. Well, they'll kill a dog or give him tick fever. And we had another tick here, used to get on cattle, give them tick fever too. But I think that different, they got shed of them ticks. I don't think we have no more of them ticks here.
What about an insect that hops around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard those called anything else?
Well, we got a grasshopper, and we got another thing looked like a grasshopper. They call him a kittydig. He's about twice as big as a grasshopper. And he got long legs and a long tail behind that, like that.
Have you ever heard the grasshopper called a hoppergrass?
Yeah, I've heard them called a hoppergrass, some people. Some call them grasshoppers. Just like everything else, you know, they have different names.
Say,
some people call them hoppergrasses, and some call them grasshoppers.
Say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while up in the ceiling in the corner, you might find a...
cobwebs, and some call them spider webs.
What would you call them if it's outside, maybe across a bush? Would you call it a cobweb then?
Yeah, I'd call them cobwebs. Well, you know, when you go in the woods, you're hunting in the fall, you ever have a great big yellow spider. I don't think he's poisoned because plenty of them got on me and I've never heard nobody getting bit. But he'll build a web that big, blow it up down, and you can walk into it and it's right sticky. You can't hardly pull it off your face. And that, they call them cobwebs too.
Little red thing that vegetable that grows down in the ground, you'd call that a...
What you eat? Radishes. We grow, and we have red radishes here, and we have white radishes. Then we grow another radish here. They call them turnip radish. They get about that big around, and the top is white, and half of them red, the bottom part. Just like turnips, you know, we have white turnips here, and then we have what they call the purple top turnip. Half the turnip's white, and the top is purple, and the leaves is green.
What about them? A red thing that grows up on a bush that you, or vine that you have to stake up?
What kind of thing?
It's red.
It grows on a bush, don't it?
Yeah, you stake it up.
Tomatoes? Yeah. We grow them here, too. Well, we got the plum tomatoes. They grow about big as a plum. And then we got one kind of called a beefsteak, ponderosa. It weighs anywhere from a pound to a pound and a quarter.